Sorry that Gary Baker couldn't be here. He is just so, we have been over the years involved in supporting the Michigan Council of Women in Technology, and I know how much he wanted to be here for this program. Linda Mitchell, I'm so sorry he couldn't be here for that, and but delighted that you could be here, and so glad you brought all these different people in studio with us.
Yes.
It has been a lot of fun. Linda, by the way, a little bit about your background. You're the director of cloud sales and devices for Microsoft's Heartland District. A little bit about what that means, this position that you've gotten to.
Yeah, so I've been at Microsoft for almost 18 years, all in the technical sales area. And my role is I have cloud architects and cloud sellers working with many of our large enterprise customers to find solutions that will be more efficient.
And I know with your new boss, Satya Nadella, that has become a huge priority, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It has, definitely.
You are right on the cutting edge of where certainly he sees Microsoft going. And I know with Office 365 and so many Azure, and so many of the other things that you're working on there, hugely, hugely important. And Gary, I know, is very involved in that as well. So we talked a little bit with Jay Aho about the work that his organization, the Society for Information Management, those volunteers had helped to make Camp Infinity go. But there were a lot of other people involved in that gathering of those little girls.
Yes.
And some very, very experienced professionals as well.
We have over 300 volunteers each year, which is amazing.
Wow.
And how it's grown. I've been actually personally involved for over the last 10 years, and we have many different programs. So we're up to 5 Camp Infinities.
Wow.
And they are always a sellout. There's usually around 45 girls for each camp. They go for 5 days at the different universities like Lawrence Tech and some of the other campuses around the area.
And this one was at the University of Mercy, right?
Yes, Mercy, yes, this last
week. In Detroit.
Week. Yes. And then at the end of the week, actually, they present the work that they've been doing.
So oh, that
Friday
is so
afternoon,
cool.
And many of our, we have 64 different partners, which are a lot of the technology, as well as our large, you know, the enterprise companies and automotive companies have been very involved, actually come in and listen and to these presentations of
Isn't
these girls.
That cool?
It's really, it's
these
very, very rewarding.
45 girls from 5th grade to 8th grade,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That
week.
Is so cool. Emily, yes. I'm curious. Emily Morningstar, now you've won certainly a wonderful scholarship to help you with your education you're stepping into at the Michigan Technology University up way up north. Among the Frozen Chosen in Houghton. Were you ever part of Camp Infinity? I'm curious.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Oh, but you got involved in the Get It program when you got into high school, right?
Yep.
And is that like the next stage then for girls?
Yeah, so the Get It Club actually is, like she said, after school, they meet for the whole year.
Mm.
And the first half of the year, they focus on this web design contest that takes place in December.
Oh, that's
and I've
right.
actually been a judge for the last 5 years, and that's also a really exciting event.
It is,
event.
Yes. We've had some young women on the air with us who have been involved in it well.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second half of the school year, they focus on robotics. And we actually sponsor the robotics competitions that go on throughout the area.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try and do with the clubs is actually form a really, and we usually have a teacher that's sponsoring it as well after school. And we also do, through the Get It Clubs, we've had different field trips at the Microsoft office, at Cisco.
Oh, that's cool.
At many different areas just to really get them exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the web design winners have actually then been awarded through Comerica every year an internship, a summer internship in IT. Can you imagine that in high school?
Oh, I love it.
It's a great opportunity.
Was that anything, were you involved in any of those, Emily?
Well, last summer I had an internship at Mercedes-Benz Financial, but that wasn't related to my web design profession.
Well, excuse me. Mercedes-Benz Financial. That's still pretty impressive, young lady. But that's exciting. So, that in other words, as you go on through this, you're catching girls at a very young age. They're getting involved through a number of programs in schools.
Yes.
Camp Infinity is only one of them. Tanya, I know you've worked with kids, at these young girls at very young ages. What are some of the other programs that help kind of catch girls and start feeding them into this system?
Well, I definitely think that the web design contest is one of them. I've been involved for a number of years there. I am the training day instructor for the beginning girls during that portion of the contest.
Wonderful.
So for the last 5 years or so, I'm the person who helps get them acclimated to just the basics of putting together a web page.
I'm trying to remember, what are some of the other clubs, though, that are available at schools for girls? Now, Emily, you mentioned that in high school it's Get It, but I mean, aren't there in grade school some things going on? I'm thinking of, is it Oak Park that has some special, okay, everybody's looking confused. I'm thinking of something that we ran into it at over the years, and I'm trying to think of who it was. Some school systems had other ways of catching girls and keeping their interest.
Well, besides the robotics clubs and STEMs and stuff like that.
STEM,
and the Lego clubs. Lego clubs, yes.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that are helping to feed kids into this. But specifically, I'm going to ask this question now, Linda. For parents who have been listening, grandparents who have been listening, where do they jump in? How do they get involved? How do they get their daughters and granddaughters and nieces involved?
So go to our website, mcwt.org, and it has all the upcoming events, the different organizations. The web design contest will actually kick off September 1st, and that will go through December. So that's probably the first stage. It's a great opportunity for especially the high school students.
Okay,
we also have the schedule for the Camp Infinity. What I will tell you, though, every year that we have the Camp Infinities, and that's why we just added the fifth camp this year, is that they're usually booked within as soon as they show up on the website.
Okay,
so
all
they're
right,
very,
folks.
Very popular.
You've gotten your fair warning. You've gotten your fair warning now. We just finished one of the Camp Infinities, so they are going to be opening up those places pretty soon. Again, we'll have on our homepage a link, of course, to mcwt.org. That's the place that you go to find out more information about this and many other programs.
And you can also follow us on Twitter, and we also have a Facebook page. So
Facebook. Forgive me for not mentioning the sanctum sanctorum of social content. Contacts at Facebook, but Twitter also becoming very, very important as well.
At MCWT.
Okay, so it's at MCWT. Very good. I want to thank you so much, all of you, for having been involved here. Tanya, thank you, and congratulations again on the President's Graduate Award, the scholarship there. Besides the money, you also got a nice laptop that I understand involved.
That was not me.
Oh, that was not you.
So we did have
who got the goods.
We did have three laptop winners in addition to the scholarship winners.
Okay,
and so we were able to award some Dell laptops, and we've done that every year as well.
Nice.
Then I know FCA. Fiat Chrysler of America, they actually had a new scholarship. They awarded 10 girls with $3,000 scholarship.
Oh, so wonderful.
That evening, there was many scholarships.
So, this is kind of neat to hear that there's momentum building, and more and more people are hearing about this and are getting behind supporting the involvement of young women in technology. So,
one thing I want to add is we actually this year for every scholarship winner, there was 22 that night, scholarship or laptop, we actually assigned a mentor from our advisory and our board. So we'll make sure that through their college
education.
Emily,
you've got one coming up? You have a mentor coming as well?
I have a mentor. I've met her, and she says I can call her anytime I need guidance on stuff.
Oh, wow. That's really... Skype occasionally, maybe?
Yeah, she said I could do that.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, then you're going to have somebody who knows your passion, who's been involved with you, and I want to wish you the very best up there, Nora. We teased you about it, Emily, but Emily Morningstar, thanks so much for being with us. And again, your proud grandparents, Jim and Barb, who are here, congratulations to you. Wonderful young lady as well. Tanya, thank you very much for all that you've done in the past. And boy, I'm so glad that you have been blessed by this scholarship. It's a reward, I think, for a lot of the great work you've done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Foster. Thank you, MCWT, for the recognition.
Absolutely.
And I just want to keep going with the work.
And Linda, I want to thank you. And Becky Price, who's been in the background here. She's the Vice President of Marketing for MCWT. And I think this is a great way of telling people about MCWT, and that is the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. Linda Mitchell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.